Hi everyone, I'm Bryans. I live in Stellenbosch. I'm a member of the Shofar Stellenbosch congregation. I work for a consulting company here in Stellenbosch as an actuarial consultant. And today I'm so honored to be sharing with you guys on the topic titled COVID-19, What Now? So I'll be taking you through this presentation and I'll be sharing some scriptures as an encouragement for us during this time, as well as some practical tips on what we can do during this time to navigate financial wellness and to maintain financial wellness. So before we get to the serious stuff, I want to introduce you to my lockdown squad. So those people you see now on the slides are my lockdown squad. They are my housemates. I live in a house, a community house, with 8 other people, believe it or not. Yes, and we're making it work. So while I haven't been able to go home during this time to lock down with my family in Limpopo, I've been locking down with my community here in Stellenbosch, and I'm so grateful for them. Hope you know a little bit more about my lockdown and COVID-19 situation. So now we're going to move on to the topics I'm going to cover in this presentation. Okay, so we will be going through the following topics: the financial impact of COVID-19, trusting in the Lord our provider, wisdom to be practical and to adjust, giving from little or nothing, giving is a great investment, and then finally, we're going to have a time of reflection. Okay, let's move to financial impact of COVID-19. So we all know that COVID-19 has had quite a negative impact on people's personal finances and on the economy as a whole. And whilst there's so many issues that are associated with COVID-19 during this time that are affecting our finances, I think the main thing we can agree is that there's a concern about the reduction in income or maybe a change in people's personal income. So for the purpose of this presentation, I'll be focusing on the change in income or the reduction in income. So you might find yourself in one of those groups there on the slides, one of those 4 groups where perhaps your income has been completely cut off. Maybe you lost your job, you're not getting any income anymore and you're worried, or maybe your income has reduced slightly. So instead of getting all your income, perhaps you're getting 2/3 of your income. Or you could find yourself as one of those people who maybe work for an essential services company who perhaps still get the same income that they were getting previously, and you're not affected financially by COVID-19 as much when you talk about income as other people are. Or maybe you're that lucky person that now has a new business or something on the side that is producing more income than before, and now COVID-19 has created an opportunity and you are balling. So whichever group you find yourself in, I want you to hold on to this truth that the Lord is our provider. And that leads me to the next part, which is a scripture I want to share with you guys. This scripture is an encouragement and a reminder for us during this time that whatever situation you find yourself in, whether you have more or less, God is our provider. So I'm going to read from Matthew 6, verse 26 to 32, but I'm just going to read 26 and 27 and then move to 31 and 32. So Matthew 6, verse 26 says, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add a cubit to his stature?" Okay, I'm going to move to verse 31 to 32. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For after all, these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows what you need, that you need all these things." Sorry. So this is the scripture that I want to share with you guys, and I want you to hold on to this encouragement as I go through this presentation, that God is our provider. Your situation does not change him. It does not make him less of a provider because your income has been cut, or more of a provider because maybe you're getting more. He's the same. Nothing changes him, not even COVID-19. So this is an encouragement for us. Okay, so next I'll be sharing on how God can provide. So God can provide in so many different ways, and you can really ask him to show you the ways that he wants to provide. And one way that I know that God provides is by giving us wisdom. He gives us wisdom on how we can navigate through financial stress or financial distress. And that's the next part I want to move to. So there's a scripture I want to share with you guys under the topic wisdom to be practical and to be adjust and to adjust. So the scripture is Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 15. "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better results than gold, or better returns than gold, depending on what you're reading or which version you're reading. So Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 15. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. So we read in the scripture that wisdom is so far more precious than silver and yields better returns than gold. In this time, we might be tempted to be like, oh, but now I need to really find a way to regain my wealth or to regain anything I've lost. But I want to tell you that whatever you might have lost or gained in this time is not as precious as attaining wisdom. So I want to encourage us to really seek wisdom, because it's that wisdom that will help you now during this financial distress to navigate your way through it. It is wisdom from God that can show you the next thing you need to do. We can't do this on our own. We need God's wisdom, God's direction. There's so much uncertainty around us, and we need God to direct us. So I want to encourage you to ask wisdom on the practical things you can do to navigate during this time, and also to ask God for wisdom in general. So I always say that if you never really find a need for wisdom, then you never really pursue it, you know. But this is a perfect time for us to seek wisdom, because there's such a need for us to seek wisdom from the Lord. So let's spend this time to really invest in ourselves, and we can do that by receiving wisdom from God and to invest in who we become in the Lord, not focusing so much on the material things, but on the things that God has to offer. And in doing that, God is able to give us wisdom to even figure out the financial things that we have that we need to figure out. So I'm going to move on to the practical tips. I would like to share with you guys some practical tips on how we can take care of our finances during this time. There are a whole lot of different things that you can apply. It's not just this short list of things that I have. I've got 5 things that I want to share that are very key, and I believe you can also take part of these, and you can also implement other things that the Lord lays on your heart. And I just want to stress that even as you go through these 5 things, as you decide whether you want to implement them or not in your life, ask God for wisdom. There's no one size fits all. Every situation is different, and that's why I shared that. Let's ask God for wisdom about this. So the tips, I'm going to start with the first one. Cut your coat to your size. So what that basically means is that we might need an adjustment. If previously you had a lot of income, you probably had a big budget as well. But now, if your income is reduced, you might need to adjust your budget. If your income is reduced, you might need to adjust your budget as well to allow for that change. And it's okay. It requires an adjustment, but it's okay. So we need to figure out how we can cut our coat to our size. So you need to rebudget, first of all. And then that will also mean that you need to cut on some expenses. You need to consider both your fixed expenses and variable expenses. So maybe you think you won't be getting an income in the next 3 months, in the next year or so, but you're paying so much rent currently where you're living. It might be time for you to consider relocating to another neighborhood where you pay less rent, or maybe moving home, or perhaps you might want to move into the digs, community house like me. Hey, so whatever your situation is, you might want to think of how you can cut some fixed expenses. And then also you want to think of the variable expenses that you have. You need to consider what you're spending on and how much of that you can cut off. So I might be stepping on toes here, but we all know that Stellenbosch people love their fancy coffee. I call it bougie coffee. Okay, this might be the time for you to maybe pick a cheaper brand. You don't have to. You don't have to take my advice. But if you want to and you find it beneficial, you might want to consider buying a cheaper brand of coffee to save up on your expenses and to spend less. So think of ways you can cut those expenses. And then another thing that is really not great, because we like to keep the things that we have, is to sell what you do not need. Many times we have a mixture of things that are needs and wants, and we sometimes mix between the two, where we think that our wants are our needs, but actually they're just wants. So you need to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, which of these things that I own I actually want. And you might want to sell some of those things. Maybe you've got two bikes, a road bike and a mountain bike. Yes, they serve different purposes and they're both great. But in the season where you perhaps are struggling financially, maybe you want to sell one temporarily. And then you can always come back later when your financial position is better. You can always buy your bicycle back. So I'm just giving examples of things that you might want to consider letting go of during this time. Remember, it requires adjustment. And adjustment is not easy, but God gives us that wisdom and he helps us to adjust. Okay, moving on to the slides. So the second thing I would like to encourage you to do is to have special arrangements to pay off debt. Maybe you're a young person or even old and you have debt. Maybe you just came out of varsity as a young person. You just bought a car, you have a mortgage, you bought a house, and you're paying off your study loan. There's a lot of debt that you're paying off, and a lot of your salary was going to pay off debt. And now you're looking at your money, you say, oh, I don't have a lot of money anymore. I might not be able to make these debt repayments. What am I going to do? You could choose to pretend that the debt is not there and just wait for the debt collectors to come after you, or you could actually decide to take a proactive action to approach the people that you're owing, the bank or the creditors, and say, look guys, I'm in this financial situation. How can you help me to tailor this debt in such a way that I can pay it off over a longer period, maybe? Or maybe they can reduce the debt. So take proactive action to show that you're interested in paying this debt off, and they can make a special arrangement for you to pay that debt. Or you can even take advantage of the low interest rates. As we know, interest rates have decreased in this time. You might consider changing your variable rate loans to fixed rate loans. So taking a fixed rate loan now at a low rate to pay off the variable rate loan, because we know that later interest rates are going to hike and that variable rate loan might be a problem. So you want to consider how you can tailor your debt situation to be able to get through this time as well as you possibly can. Okay. The third thing is discover new ways to generate an income. Hey, you are not your job. Yes, you might have lost your job and you're not sure what to do now, but God has given you skills. He's given you talents. There are a lot of things that you can do with the skills and talents that God has given you. And I want to encourage you now to really challenge yourself. Think of new ways that you can generate an income. You know, you can even start a new business. You've always wanted to start a business, maybe. This is the perfect time. How about you start a business now? I mean, we don't really have much to lose. So I really encourage you to think of ways that you can generate an income. There are so many businesses. People are making masks, people are creating sanitizers, people are doing a lot of things now, bringing up new opportunities. So maybe you might want to join on that wagon and challenge yourself to grow in that way. And then the fourth point is use your emergency fund wisely. I purposefully put this point after point number three because I want to stress this point that if you are opportune to or you are you're privileged enough to have an emergency fund, then you might want to use some of those funds during this time to help you go forward. And I want to encourage you that when you use those funds, don't use that money just for living. You need to take those emergency funds and you need to create something that can continue to generate an income. Many times we think emergency fund, yeah, I can take and I keep living on it, but that is not sustainable. You might want to use it as seed capital for that business you want to create so that you can keep generating an income. And then the last thing I want to share from the practical tips is save. Maybe right now you are saving on petrol costs, or you're saving on maybe rental income because you decided to move home. You're saving a bit of your income and you've got this extra bit of money now that you could either spend or maybe put it away. I want to encourage you to not take that money to spend. Don't increase your standard of living now. This is a time for us to live modestly. It's not time for us to be lavish. So I would encourage you that if you've got excess income now during this time, save most of this money or even give. And this is something the Lord has been speaking to me about during this time, this issue of giving. Because when I saw that, oh, there's a pandemic, economic crisis, I don't know where I'm going to be in 3 months' time, the first response was, "Ooh, I want to keep everything to myself. Hold on to your money. Hold on to your things. It's getting rough out in these streets." So that was my response. And God said to me that, "Bryans, during this time of uncertainty, where you feel that you should protect all your money, I want you to be even more generous." And I was like, "What, God? I'm generous? What?" So really, the Lord has been taking me through that journey. And I want to encourage you as well to give. So you might say to me, moving on to the next slide, you might say to me, "I have nothing to give, Bryans. I've lost my job. I don't have money. I don't have finances." And that's fine. Maybe you don't have money. You don't have finances to give. But that's not the statement you should say, that I don't have anything to give. Because the truth is, we do have something to give. And what you should be saying or asking is, what do I have that somebody needs? Whatever you think you have so little of, trust me, there's somebody out there that has even less than what you have. You can be a blessing to someone. And giving is not just about finances. You can give of your time. You can give of your love. You can give of your care. You can give someone a phone call and encourage them. Whatever you have, use that. Give. This is a time for us to be generous. Because when we give of the little we have, we're making an investment. Giving is an investment. I want to read the scripture for us from Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21. "Do not lay for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Instinct, natural instinct, will tell us, save up, hold up everything, keep everything you have, or try to figure out how you can create wealth again. You know, people, the situation that we're in now is really bad, and everyone is just scrambling to see what can we hold on to. But God says we should not invest in the things of this world, in wealth and in material things. We should invest in eternal treasures. And giving is a great investment, because when you give to people, you're essentially giving to God. And if you don't have finances, give your love, as I said, give something else. You shouldn't be restrained or feel like, "Oh, I don't have anything to give." Think of what God has given you and be a blessing to others. In this time, while we want to understand how we can move forward with our finances and how we can maintain financial wellness, we need wisdom from God, right? As I mentioned. And to get that wisdom, we also need to be obedient to God. God can give us wisdom, but if you're not walking in obedience to that wisdom, then it's not going to count for anything. So part of it is, God could require you to be a blessing to someone. And remember, when you bless people, God also blesses you. Not that your motivation would be to receive blessing. What I want to stress is, when we want to God to do good unto us, we should also avail ourselves and be ready to do good to others. So this is something the Lord has challenged me with. And I also want to share this testimony, actually, about my housemate, Esmerie. She, before lockdown, she packed up her cupboard and gave away a whole lot of clothes to people because she felt the Lord laid on her heart to do that. And then she flew home to Joburg with very few clothes. Now in this week, she came back from Joburg with a whole lot of clothes. We were having a fashion show in our kitchen, guys. She would walk into the kitchen and be like, "How does this look? And how does this look?" And we were having so much fun. But the amazing thing about the story is that she told me that, "Bryans, you know that before lockdown, I gave away so many clothes because I felt the Lord tell me to give these clothes away. And I had little when I went home. But now people have just been giving me all these clothes." So she received such a great return, far greater than what she had previously. So I want to encourage you, if you are worried about your finances, trust God to show you where you can sow. Okay, and then also on that slide, giving is an investment. I would like to encourage you to read 1 Kings 17, verse 7 to 16. It's the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. It's such a great example of giving when you have little to give. Such an encouragement. Okay, so let's reflect on the things that we have gone through now. So the first thing is, you need to consider your financial behavior. How are you handling your finances during this time? This is really a time for introspection. Maybe before you were splashing and spending unnecessarily, but this time of COVID-19 is time to really consider how you're spending and whether that is God's will for your finances, because He has a say in everything, even our finances. Then you need to ask God to adjust and grow. As I said, many of us need adjustment right now, and adjustment also brings growth. So let's ask God for that wisdom to adjust and grow. Then number three, do not go through this by yourself. If maybe you're struggling, you don't know what to do, reach out to family, reach out to friends, reach out to community for help. And while you are reaching out for help, you should also avail yourself to be help for others. You never have too little to bless others. What do I have in my hands that can be a blessing, God? That is the question you should ask. And then take that and be obedient and walk as that blessing. And then finally, in abundance or in little, God is our provider. Hold on to this truth. He is our provider. So again, to round up what I have said, I want to encourage you to really ask God for wisdom in this time. There is no one size fits all. This is a time for us to really rely on God, to hold on to Him. Yes, COVID-19 has had such a negative impact on so many people, but our hope is in the Lord. Let us keep on to that hold, to that hope.